One Man Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 83. Ah, we're back again on a Friday night live from the bunker. It's the One Man Revolution podcast. I don't know where the shark came from. I am your host, the revolutionary. I'm joined by
the sea,
obviously.
The comrade.
And Pia Gowrie's on the couch.
With no microphone.
Out of frame, as she prefers it.
We're okay with this.
Well, she doesn't need a voice.
not in this Florida.
not in this administration.
Done. Oh, yeah.
You don't need to hear us.
You can just hear us yelling.
Really.
I don't understand. They just talk in microphones.
They just talk in microphones. I don't get it. Oh, it's probably much louder with the headphones on.
That's also adjustable.
I think that's because the Wanderer used those headphones, and they will deafen you.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. I think she's deaf in both ears.
Yeah. That channel's so loud, actually.
Yeah, I think I can hear it through my headphones.
I'll turn that down.
Yeah.
So
this week, man, we had primaries in several states.
We did.
To which the demon rats seem to have been making some progress.
So weird.
So strange.
So weird.
To the point where there are some Republican candidates that are crying foul. Because they didn't win their primary.
The MyPillow guy is one of them.
Yes.
That's my favorite
Mike
part.
Lindell.
Yeah.
And also there are some people who are cheering for the Republican wins, not realizing it's a primary, and they were running against other Republicans.
Right.
That was the one that got me. It's like there was this guy who's like, I'm so happy this guy won. Oh, my God. He's going to be a great governor.
Buddy,
that's a primary.
You got a long way to go, friend.
Yeah, you got another person to go against, and that's not okay. You don't understand how elections work.
No.
No. And you know what? You know what? He did win. Don't come out in November.
Right. No. Yeah. Good job. Hey, you're right.
You're right. Yeah.
Hey, GOP voters, congratulations. Yeah. You've won. Stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. All of your GOP candidates won in the primaries. You don't have to vote anymore.
Yeah. Don't sweat it. Hey, what are we drinking?
We're not drinking anything yet. And this week, Pete Hegseth will not admit that the reason why the Abraham Lincoln was not resupplied is because all of our Persian Gulf bases were destroyed.
Oops.
Or at least very heavily damaged where, you know, supplies are kept. Oh.
Smells good.
Oh, my.
Are we drinking the same thing?
Yeah, we're drinking the same thing. But I will let you. I will say what it is and you can describe it. This is New Belgium's. It's in their new Halloween pack in August. And you can only get this one in that Halloween pack. It's called the Citrus Slayer IPA from the Voodoo Ranger line. Yeah. And so
very malt forward, very round. I think it's Citra hops and what's that space hop?
Yeah, cosmic or
is it cosmic?
Galaxy,
end? Galaxy. I think it's Citra and Galaxy hops on the backside.
Oh, if you burp, it tastes like oranges.
Yeah, yeah, and then orange peel, lots of orange peel.
You know what's fun about this? Mm. It tastes like not 9%.
I think it does.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit dry.
I don't know. We'll find out by the bottom of the can.
It's good. Yeah, we got 12 ounces to figure it out.
Yeah. Do
we want to start with the primaries then?
I want to start with Pete Hegseth because this is something we need to talk about. Number one, last week I made the statement that I refuse to call that area of the world by its colonial name.
Mm.
You know, I made
Western Asia.
I made that statement. So the Persian Gulf is something because based on its geographic location and its history. You can call it because Persia comes before all of the all of the colonization. Mm-hmm. You can call it by the country names.
I still like West Asia.
You can call it the Arabic countries, Arabic because these are people who speak the Arabic nations, because they're all there are many Arabic and Farsi speaking nations over there.
Right.
You know, and so I'm not going to call it by that other thing because it drives me absolutely crazy because it's not in the middle of the East of anything.
I was about to get pedantic about it.
Yeah.
It's not like if the East is mostly Asia.
Yeah.
The Middle East is nowhere near the middle of that.
No, like, it's literally like, on the east of Asia.
That would be
the west of Asia.
Like the middle of the east would be like Western China.
Yeah.
Kyrgyzstan. Oh, my God. I'm not going to try that anymore.
Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Kyrgyzstan?
Tajikistan? Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, my God.
Places you can't fly into with an American passport.
Right.
Actually, you can transition. There's a guy named Noel Phillips on YouTube who just flies. That's what he does. That's his whole YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. He gets on planes and flies routes.
I dig it.
And he gets – my favorite part is when everything goes wrong and he's very mad about it because he's British. who, by the way
– I love angry Brits.
He's British – who moved to Houston.
Red flags.
That's a huge, during the first Trump administration, huge red
during
flags.
COVID?
Yeah, yeah. Right after COVID.
Right after?
Because he wanted one of ways to fly. Yeah.
The area of conflict the United States has illegally entertained for the past, 3 months now?
Yeah. Six.
It's February.
It was February 28th is when he did it.
Hey,
because we know on March 1st, we had a friend that couldn't get out of a country.
It's a very long 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a very long 2 weeks.
Just saying. Anyway, so I personally like Western Asia for that because it does, or Northeast Africa.
Mm.
Northeast Africa is pretty good.
Technically, they're not attached to Africa.
I was going
to
say, I don't think it follows the continental
it's attached to Asia.
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally the Asian plate. Yeah, it's the Asian plate.
You know,
or it might have its own plate.
The Gulf countries, because they're all countries that are on some of those Gulf areas, although that would confuse Americans because they would think that Alabama was being invaded, you know, because it's a Gulf.
Georgia's always centered in many conflicts in Europe.
Right. I think that's wrong, Georgia. That's the white flag with the red stripes on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the wrong
one. The other stripes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the stars and the bars.